I don't do a tour and speak a lot. I don't. Because I'm, and truly, I'm a farm boy. And I went into the military as a Marine when I was 18. And it truly had so much to do with shaping my life and where I am today. I have so much respect for you, men and women who serve. You're less than 1% of our population. Think about that. You know, the freedoms we enjoy every day, greatest country in the world, because of that 1%, your sacrifices. Sign that dotted line. What we don't realize in some cases, it's a lifelong commitment. Never leaves you. It's always here. Suicide rates amongst our veterans, 1.5 times greater than the general population. Most of them have been in combat. They sacrificed for our freedoms. So when I was asked, you know, to speak about disabilities, I got thinking back my father. 77 years ago right now was in a concentration camp. He was down to about 100 pounds. Starvation, sleep deprivation, torture, all the things they went through. And he believed he was going to die there. So he tries to escape. First of all, he had the courage to face his fears. As I've gone through life, I realize some of the finest things in life are placed on the other side of fear. You walk towards your fears, not away from them. But I didn't know as a young boy, never thought about it. He had a disability. The horrors he carried with him from what he went through. I knew something about it. We grew up on a farm not far from here. The old farmhouse, and he and Mom, bedroom. We were never allowed in there, but sometimes I'd hear him. Crying, screaming. One night I opened the door up a little and I could see his arms flailing in the air. It was the horrors he was living with. He lived with that disability, truly. And so when I was asked, you told me I had 2 hours. So I put my thoughts down, and I don't like to read off of notes, but keep it under 2 hours, I gotta follow my notes. No, I'm not gonna be really long, but it truly is an honor for me to be here. I mean that. When Chris picked me up and we drove around a little bit, you know, the sense of what you feel being part of this, it truly is an honor.